fancy degrees. The facts aren't in the way, they just don't matter to me. With my fingers in my ears and my head up my ass, the comment section's all that I ask. Oh, they're at it again, oh yes, they're at it again. And you know every word's a gem, boy howdy. They're the parking lot prophets, they're the supermarket seers. They're the ones who can never be wrong. Well, listen up now, hear what I say. The world's still flat and vaccination makes you gay. The man on the radio tells me how I feel. So yee-haw, Jesus, take the wheel. Oh, they're at it again, oh yes, they're at it again. And you know every word's a gem, boy howdy. Parking lot prophets, the supermarket seers, they're the ones who can never be wrong. Don't ask me to read. There's only one book that you'll ever need. I'm not a complex man, as if you couldn't tell. But Lord Almighty, you should hear how loud I yell. Oh, they're at it again. Yes, they're at it again. You know every word's a gem, boy howdy. They're the parking lot prophets. They're the supermarket seers. They're the ones who can never be wrong. Oh, they're at it again. Oh, yes, they're at it again. They're the parking lot prophets, they're the supermarket seers, they're the ones who can never be wrong. Oh, they're the ones who can never be wrong. Oh, they're the ones who can never be wrong.
Hey, it's Gunnar, and you just heard Parking Lot Prophets from Steve Cynix. You're listening to Steel City Music, and I'm your host. It's heard on CFMU 93.3 every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m., and also The Hawk at 101.5 FM up at Mohawk College. In this part of the show, what do we got going on? Well, I did a bunch of interviews, like a whole whack of interviews, and we're going to hear from Heather Valley, who has a Wildflower EP coming out, though I call it an LP because it's seven songs, Heather. Stop it. Stop it with your nonsense, okay? Just stop it. Who else did we chat with? Oh, that's right. I chatted with Phil Vonish as well from The Spare Parts. He's an Americana style of musician and band. Well, country rock. A little bit of everything. How's that? Can we? I'm trying not to pigeonhole the dude too much, but you'll hear the interview, that sort of thing. Any requests or anything like that, hit me up at steelcitymusic.ca for interviews or anything that you need to promote. Charities, events, online, as soon as we do live ones again, get at me. Send me your music and all the other fun things. Give us a follow on Steel City Music Instagram. That's SCMgram. Also on Twitter, Steel City Music. And we have a Facebook group as well and a page. And oh my God, how much social media does one need in this world? I'm going to have to talk to Kristen Archer about that. How much social media do we need in this world? Brandon Agnew as well. We'll be chatting with him later on in the show. So there you go. Okay, so where are we at now? Okay, what interview am I doing first? Oh, that's right. I did Philip Vonish first. So Philip Vonish from the Spare Parts Band. Check it out. Cool little interview. And hopefully we get to see him in Hamilton very soon. You know what I mean? I'd like that. Hey, my next guest is from Tirana, not from the Hammer, but he's from Tirana, and he's already paid me a compliment, which I will soon screw up. It's Philip Vonish from the Spare Parts Band. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm happy that you said I said your name correctly.
Because you know a lot of people, it's kind of a weird one. Most people say like Vonish,
right?
But it's more relaxed. Just Vonish.
Dude, I like the Vonish, though, now that you say it that way. It's going to stick in my head. I screwed up a dude's name the other day, Jason Athenhouse. It's Greek, and I kept saying Athanase. And he didn't even correct me during the interview until the very end of it. I'm like, oh, I'm such a putz. I felt so bad. You know, I didn't feel that bad, but I did kind of feel bad. He's a cool guy. But, man, I'm glad that we had a chance to chat because we have a mutual friend, Heather Valley, and her and I have been doing the Americana Cool recently on the show, on Steel City Music. And we've been sharing stories and stuff like that about who's doing what, that sort of thing. And your name came up. And then I think as we were talking, I don't know if she tipped you off or whatever, but then you joined up. I think you joined up to the Facebook group or you sent me a message. Sending me your music, and it's really good. I really dig what you're doing.
Thanks so much. Yeah, Heather's fantastic. There's some pictures circulating around the internet of me playing a show in my underwear, and that was actually the first show that Heather and I did together. It was a Halloween show at the Horseshoe.
Oh wow!
And I was the naked cowboy, and she was playing with her. Her side project, Another Crush.
Right. That was that alt 90s thing that she was doing back. About a year and a half ago. It was kind of like a tribute to a kind of, well, it was not a tribute act, but it was in the same vein of a 90s alt rock. Yeah. She was all dressed in white, that sort of thing, her entire band.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's you and your skivvies.
Yeah.
How did you get paired up with a band in the Horseshoe on that night? Like, that's two pretty extreme styles, really.
For sure, yeah. So, I mean, our music is, it kind of runs the gambit. Like, this latest single, Life Moves Fast, is a little more alt-country, Americana. But we've got a few tunes that are pretty rock and roll. And we can kind of lean into whichever one the night suits. So,
right.
So that night was a pretty rock and roll set from us.
Did the Spare Parts start out as a rock and roll band or a country band moving to rock country, now starting to write the style of Americana style?
So it kind of started out as Philip Vonage and the Spare Parts, actually. I had just put out my first EP,
mm-hmm.
sort of almost, honestly, I would say even close to folk rock.
Sure.
And I've always listened to a lot of country, alt country, Jerry Jeff Walker, Justin Towns Earl, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The band, more in the Americana.
Yep.
Anyway, so when I was putting the band together, it just sort of naturally evolved into this Americana style.
Right, but were you doing this like just as a solo artist and then started putting the band together? Is that how it started, or was it just like, I want to put a band together?
My first shows were solo.
Right.
But the band came pretty shortly after. All the arrangements I had in my head were with the full band.
And what year did you guys, did you finally start getting the full band behind you?
I think we gigged together for about 4 years before ditching the Philip Vonage tag this past year and just going forward as the Spare Parts.
Right, so it's still a fairly new outfit. I know 4 years is a solid time, I guess, to gel as a band. You know,
exactly.
It still seems fresh, though. Well, I say that only because we've lost a year and a half. Of live gigging, really.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, how have you and your band fared out in this last year and a half due to the pandemic? What have you guys been doing? Because you just put out the single, I assume, doing some recording. But how has the band been holding up?
So our last gig was March 2020 as a full unit. We recorded the full album last summer on the island. Oh, so here's the Hamilton connection. We were recording with Dale Morningstar.
Oh, really?
Who's living in Hamilton. Fantastic engineer.
Oh, cool.
So he's got a studio on Toronto Island called The Gas Station. So we recorded with him.
All right, so you recorded with him at The Gas Station on Toronto Island. And what was the experience like?
It was fantastic. You know, Dale's a total veteran. He's worked with another one of Hamilton's greats, Tara Lightfoot, Joel Plaskett, Nico Case. So he was the level head in what was a really, really hot session. It was like a you know, 30 degree heat wave. We hadn't played together in months.
Mm-hmm.
It was sloppy, and it was pretty rock and roll.
That sounds like a really good experience. How many songs did you end up recording?
So we cut an eight song record.
So eight songs, and this is the first single off of it?
The second. So we released our first single, Morning Light, at the beginning of April. And then this one, Life Moves Fast, is the second single.
Okay, so dream scenario. This is the question that I've been asking a lot of people. First show you want to do back, where and with who?
Oh, man. Well, since I'm on a Hamilton show, I think we got to call it the Casbah with Heather Valley.
Good answer, but you could have said Wembley Stadium with Wilco. We would have accepted that as well.
No, we got to keep it local. We gotta tune up for our Wembley show, you know? Hey, this is Philip Bonish from The Spare Parts. Check us out at thespareparts.com and check out our new single, Life Moves Fast.
Western country. Fell in love with a boy in the east. Loves to see him when the day is done. Life was fast when you fall in love. It took 2 weeks for her to move in. Before long, they're best of friends. Sometimes friends just ain't. Fish in the sea. It's one of you and just one of me.
Love. boy.
She needs no real introduction, but I guess I kind of got to do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Steel City Music. My pal, your pal, Heather Valley.
Hi, Gunnar, and hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here.
It's just, you and I talk like all the time now doing Americana Cool. It just seems odd that we would be talking about you actually doing your own, well, doing music. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But that's fine. I can get through this.
I know, it's a little strange, right? I have to wear two hats, kind of, in this interview.
I know. It's hilarious. But you have a new EP coming out called Wildflower Radio, which I know for a fact you have mentioned this to me before. And this morning I'm going through things and I'm like, what is she talking about? I totally drew a blank on what, I mean, I thought we were just talking about the Sheryl Crow cover, and I thought that was it, and some other stuff, and I was like, what is going on? And then I called you, and you're like, I sent you an email, and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta look at the email, don't I? Like, you know what I mean? You know, it was just kind of like, oh, no, I'm so behind on everything. But anyway, I'm all up to speed. So thank you for sending me that email this morning to remind your radio partner what a moron he is.
You're very welcome. That was not the intention of it.
It's just how you feel, though.
So, well, you know what? We lift each other up.
I know.
That's how this relationship works.
But I'm very excited the fact that you're putting out this new EP called Wildflower Radio, and it's made up of covers, and you have some duets on it. And I like the fact that you told me that you considered this while you're out in the haunted farm, while you're recording other things, you decided to do this.
Right. So I think that might be why this name might be familiar to you and to some of the people who are listening, because songs from this collection, I've been releasing them since late summer, essentially. Around this time last year, I was quarantining at a farm outside of Hamilton, because when our borders got shut down, I was actually in West Virginia on a writing retreat and I had to come back and quarantine.
Yeah.
And then everything shut down. So I stayed out there, and in this vast 19th century home, totally alone on 200 acres, I really wanted to revisit touchstones and things that made me feel warm and fuzzy inside. And that's where this project was born.
Right.
So started recording these covers of songs that I've always loved. And then I had friends of mine who live in Philly, Toronto, and Hamilton contribute from their home studios. And, you know, we put this little collection together. We've been releasing songs here and there, and there are still three that haven't seen the light of day. So I figured, let's put this whole collection out on May 17th and share the whole project with everybody.
Well, I'm happy that you did that, because these are always uplifting things that people need to do. They need to do something that they love, especially in the time of this pandemic. And I'm glad that you did this, you know, because I was really happy with, if it makes you happy, the cover that you did of Sheryl Crow. But there's seven songs on this. And I said, EP, this is an LP, lady.
I mean, does it really? Are we stuck in the EP LP distinction anymore when it's digital?
It's stuck in my brain. It's still a big argument that I got it. But to me, it looks like an LP. But you know what? We'll call it an EP for now. But anything after five songs is an LP, and you got seven. So I'm just saying, you did an album. A whole album, buddy, not an EP, but whatever. But you're right, it is a digital world. We are putting out digital singles. So there's three songs off of this that you haven't released yet. What were they? Or what are they, I should say?
Okay, so the three that haven't yet been shared with anybody include a tragically hip cover. So it's their song, It's a Good Life If You Don't Weaken, which I have just always loved the message of this song about how we face adversity and how we get through extremely difficult circumstances and we have to stay strong because that's the way that you can access the good life, right?
Yeah.
So that is one. Which is a Jason Isbell song from his Drive By Truckers days. We talked about them on a recent episode of Americana.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and I love this song. It's me on acoustic guitar and vocals, and it features my good friend Mike Brenner, who is this fantastic steel player based in Philly. So the two of us are on that track.
I got green. Every day there's a little less difference between the two. I barely disappear. Well, I ain't really drowning, 'cause I see the beach from here. I could take a gray when I got there, it'd be gone, long with everything. Home is made of love, so I'll take to what you're having, all of what you got, to kill this goddamn lonely, goddamn lonely love.
And the last one is Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, which is an Americana standard. It is from like the songbook. And the version that I based my version off of is Sam Chatmon's, which was recorded by Alan Lomax as a part of his archival deep dive into the music of the American South.
Why that version from this person, though?
You know, it's been attributed to Mississippi John Hurt and to Gillian Welch and to many others, but this version in particular really struck me because it's about friendship and it's about being open to strangers and opening your home and your space up to them and trusting people. Right. And I felt at the time like that was really a message that we needed to hear.
Make me down a pallet on your floor. Make
seven songs in total. Where can anyone, where does everyone go to find it, to download it, to buy it, all those other fun things?
So since these are covers, I had to ensure that they were properly licensed so right. that the original artists and songwriters would get their cut. So they're available through all of the streaming services. That would be Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play, all of those types of services. I'm still waiting to see if I can put them out on Bandcamp. I'm not entirely certain yet because of the licensing issue. But they'll also be available on YouTube, so people can access them for free if they'd like to.
There you go. Hey, pal, thanks for taking the time out of the day to do this. And I can't wait to do the next episode of Americana Cool.
Hey, me neither. And I'll chat with you very soon. And thanks, everybody, for listening.
If you love somebody enough, you follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. How I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. I'm not afraid to
said, here we are again. I've come so far again because I know on you I can depend. And now I realize there is no compromise with you. And I said, no. Thank you.
Devil's Eyes right there, the Golden Feather. Hey, it's your host, Gunnar, here, and the show you're listening to is Steel City Music Heard on CFMU 93.3 every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m., just before the King of Fun, Lou Molinaro, on Lose Control from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. And also, you hear this show on the great station,
the love of my heart, the one that I used to work at and I've been a part of for like oh so many years,
The Hawk at Mohawk College from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. so you can catch the show. I know, I'm a little goofy. It's sunny out. What do you want? It's pre-recorded. I drank a green smoothie shake. I'm full of energy. I got my COVID vaccination shot. Things are starting to look like there's some light at the end of the tunnel for all of us. So I'm just a little happy, okay? And a little goofy. Interviews coming up, as I said earlier on in the show. I did a whole whack of them. So who do we got coming up here? A little later on, we have Jason from Athenhouse. Sorry, and we'll get into that during the interview. They have a new track called Shoreline coming out. And later on, Taboo as well, and also some K Triggs. He has his new stuff dropping. Hey, so there you go. But first, Brendan Agnew, new album, Maze Variety. I had a chat with him the other day, and I think I made a new friend. I think I did. Check it out. My next guest is someone new to me. This is one of the people that I kind of slipped on. Normally I like to try to follow as much Hamilton or the greater Hamilton music area artists, but this dude has slipped through me on my radar. But I feel like I've known him for 1,000 years already, because both of us cannot coordinate an interview together. It's impossible. Welcome to the show, Brendan Agnew. Hi, buddy.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going? Yeah, I've been incognito. That's why you haven't heard about me, but now you have.
Well, I was doing because we've had so many venues over the last 10 years, and artists come and go. I mean, this is just life. And the last little while, I've been just getting back into the last 2 years of interviewing bands and the whole radio thing again. I kind of lost some tabs on people and new stuff, that sort of thing. So when I saw your picture, I went, Did I see this guy like 12 years ago at like the home, you know, Homegrown on King William on a Thursday? Did I meet this guy? Because it's always a thing. I don't know about you, but it's a thing with me when I meet people. I'm going, I try to remember absolutely everybody I meet, which is impossible. But I felt like I met you before. So because I don't know, maybe it was your hat that you were wearing in the photo I saw. But I'm going, I think I know this guy. And then I saw a picture of Maeve's Variety, and I'm going, oh, come on. I must have met him before down at this in Hollywood or something.
Yeah, and I mean, it is a good hat. Like, in all fairness, I don't want to make this interview about the hat, but it is a really good hat. So, yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, people kind of dip in and out of projects, and that's been the case for me, where, you know, I wasn't overly musically active for the last few years. And right. With the pandemic, I had, you know, something to focus on and something to use as like a self-reflection and sort of self-care tool,
sure. Right?
Because the world was so strange. So I just started writing songs again, and then I really wanted to get some buddies together last year and actually just like record it live off the floor in a studio, and
right.
And now it's ready for the world.
Brendan, you said it was like you had all this free time due to the COVID pandemic, but your last release, from what I read, was almost over 10 years ago, correct? Or am I just guesstimating here?
Yeah, up in Ottawa, I recorded some songs there that I had written down in New Orleans. And then I'd kind of just focused on my career, my working career for right. the last little while. And I'm also a drummer, so I've done some, you know, some drumming gigs. But this was the first time that I put together an album, like a project based around, yeah, songs that I'd written and songs that I wanted to share, too. Like, so,
right.
Yeah, it's exciting.
So how many tracks were on this LP?
So there's 10 songs on Maze Variety, and they cover the gamut of, you know, I say people, places, and predicaments that I found myself in kind of in
sure.
the last year, yeah, in terms of inspiration.
Was any of these songs a recent inspiration due to the pandemic, like any of that writing, or were these always just all songs that you've collected over the years?
All new songs that I started writing basically in April of last year, and yeah, just started to realize that when I was looking back at the songs, that they were based around, you know, resilience. They were based around people in my life that mm-hmm. I was missing. Had some friends that really just said, like, you know, in spite of what's going on right now in the world, let's just keep making art. Let's just keep being creative. So really just tried to channel that into honor them.
You said that you recorded everything live off the floor. How did you, what studio, and then how did you go about that?
Yeah. So we recorded at Banquet Sound in Toronto. So it's Nixon from Colorado's studio that he has. And basically got some friends together. We had one rehearsal. So we rehearsed on the Saturday in the studio, and then we just hit record on the Sunday. And we had basically a democratic process where we said, whenever we collectively vote that a take was 7 or above, that we keep that take and we move on. And we got 8 songs tracked in one day. And then the other, we did a second studio day just for some overdubs, and we got 2 more songs just live off the floor.
Wow, that is a very quick process.
Yeah, and when you have really talented friends, you're able to just trust in that process. So, you know, we're old school like that. That's how we like to do it, just everybody kind of vibing together. And we had musicians from Welland, Niagara Falls, Hamilton, Toronto, and Ottawa all come to right. to contribute.
Well, all your friends must have really believed in doing the project with you, because when you say things, in society, in any band or any sort of collective, that you talk about the 7 and over, like a voting process on something, there's like 2 ways of looking at it. Someone's going to vote a little low on things, and then in your mind, you're going to go, why are you voting low? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, we only have so much time. What are you doing, guy?
Yeah. And, you know, so we came into it and we said, we need 2 things. We need we need to be like self-compassionate, like that, you know, whatever we are giving to this, we're giving, you know, and it might not be the best thing, but really trusting that idea is sort of done is better than perfect. And also we need honest communication amongst ourselves. So if somebody didn't love their take, that's fine. We'll just do it again. But like, don't beat yourself up, because we've all been doing this long enough that we know we can get into the groove, get a good track done, and then kind of move along. And that was the process. It was outlined at the beginning, so it was wasn't like no news to anybody. Like, surprise, we're only having 1 studio day, right?
So, but have you done this before that way before, Brandon?
No, not necessarily. No. So it was just kind of embracing that process and trusting that we'll get a good outcome.
Well, it really does sound like a good idea, you know, just because everyone's taking their time out to do something like that. But in my brain, when you talk about things like that, I always have all these like horrible stories floating through my head where people are like walking out of a studio and people are locked in the studio for like way too long, that sort of thing. You know, so, but I mean, with that, it's a quick in and out. You said a process of 2 to 3 days, and then almost, and then the democratic, if you vote over a 7, that's a good enough. And then we can move on. I think that's kind of a smart play.
Yeah. And that worked for us. It might not work for everybody, but we wanted it to be, you know, live off the floor. We wanted, and it was kind of that capturing that excitement, because we were not a band, you know, quote unquote. And so like hearing these songs come to life on the Saturday while we were rehearsing was the first time we'd heard all of the parts contributing, you know? And so on the Sunday, it was just like, we still had that energy. And really like, you know, my hat's off to my buddy Joe that produced and engineered this, because he was the captain of, you know, that studio experience and has done like all of the post work. So
Joseph Stracuzzi is his name.
That's the one. He's a wizard.
He's a wizard, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and I'm talking to Brandon Agnew from Brandon Agnew and the Pocket Fours. He has a new LP out, which you can find on his website at brandonagnew.com and also at Brandon Agnew and the Pocket Fours .bandcamp.com. Full disclosure, people should be hearing this for the first time on the air at the Hawk. On the day after of an actual release that you're having.
Yeah. So we had an album release party and just a live streaming front to back of the album with just some video appearances from all the artists. And then we had a couple prize giveaways as well from the Pale Blue Dot and Good Vibe Suites. some women-owned businesses that that we really admire. And it was just really a way, again, like with the lockdown and the pandemic, to virtually bring people together without people needing to be on camera and interacting. So you can be listening from home, order a pizza, just, you know, 35 minutes, listen to the album front to back. That's how I remember going to Sunrise back in the day, buying an album, coming home and really taking it in its entirety. So just wanted to try to honor that if I could.
That's a great idea. I also enjoy doing that as well. It seems the older I get, I go back to my roots as far as listening to an album, giving like the whole album a chance to listen to, because I find over the years of being in the media and just the way we are hit with so many different things as far as like your attention, like some people will just send you the chorus of a song, go, hey, what do you think? And I'm like, it's a chorus.
Right.
Where's the rest of it? And then some will say, well, here's two singles off an LP. Do you like it? I'm like, I don't know. It's an LP. Why would I like two songs? I want to hear the whole thing, right? Because on my end, I always believe as a listener that the whole album is the work of the artist, not just the one or two songs.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head. Like I drew a lot of inspiration in sizing up this project from songwriters like Lucinda Williams, who still put out solid albums front to back. And so, you know, I recognize that, you know, now that the album's live, it's going into the algorithm, and, you know, however people choose to listen to music today, that's totally great. But, you know, where and when possible, whether it's recording live off the floor, and just writing sort of in song styles that are kind of like inspired by blues and sort of like Canadiana. I don't even know if that's a genre, but that, you know, just kind of roots music. I still want to be able to do that. And including, you know, listening to the album front to back, because I do think you're right. It does tell sort of a collective story that kind of gets lost in the little snippets that that we consume on a daily basis, right? Hey, this is Brandon Agnew. You can check out my music at brandonagnew.com. And my new album, Maeve's Variety, is out now.
This is The Hawk, 101.5 FM, Hamilton's alternative.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
And I am your host, the goofball that is Gunner, here on Steel City Music, which you can hear at The Hawk from 12 p.m. till 7 p.m. every Friday. And also at, well, back at the CFMU. Here I am again from, I don't know, maybe they just never got rid of me. Whatever. I'm off the bench and I'm back on the air at CFMU 93.3 every Wednesday from 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. just before the King of Fun, Lou Molinaro, from 3 p.m. till 5 p.m. So there you go. There's your plug, Lou. There's your plug. Stop messaging me. Okay, Lou? Stop it. Stop it now. All right. Here on Steel City Music,